Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Foucault's Trendulum. I'm Jack O'Brien. That's Miles Gray. That is courtesy of Aiden Devlin, one of the best out here doing it. Let's tell the people what is a trendulum.
Yeah.
Quite a bit today. Quite a bit going on in the old news cycle. Mm-hmm. So we got the Pope. Yes. When is the Pope not trending in our hearts? Always, as someone who was raised Catholic, always trending in my heart. But aww, he's trending among the...
Hey, did you have a Pope John Paul, like, little card?
I had the outfit. Like, most people have, like, jerseys. I had the Pope outfit with, like, the Pope hat.
And the flu game Pope outfit? Hey, you remember the flu mass? Man, when John Paul, Pope John Paul hit that mass with the flu, bro. Woo.
Hell yeah, man.
Yeah.
We did not have the Pope card.
I had neighbors who were very Catholic, and that's how I got my glimpse into like what that was like. And yeah, I remember being like, oh, like here's our blessed trading card of the Pope. And
I'm like, oh, sick. Yeah. Let's tell the people why the Pope is trending.
He's this motherfucker Antifa at this point. You know, he's saying capitalism fucking y'all up. Y'all should be fucking more. God likes it. And now he's saying, I, Pontifex, am here to pontiflex on the ignorant and say that same-sex civil unions shall be something that God is down with now. Right. Saying that, quote, they are children of God and have a right to a family. Nobody should be thrown out or be made miserable because of it.
That seems like a real 180 coming from the Catholic Church.
Yeah. He said homosexuals have a right to be a part of the family.
Huh.
Somebody tweeted like amazingly that was like, yo, Amy Coney Barrett is like, who is it? At the real horse, H-O-A-R-S-E, says Amy Coney Barrett is farther right than the actual Pope.
I know some popes, or I know some Catholics who are further right than the Pope. Like that is... this dude rules. He's always been about social justice. I'm here for it. I guess there's a new documentary out about him that is It's by the guy who directed that super dark documentary about the Crimean Revolution and the Syrian Civil War documentary that came out, I think, a couple years ago. And then he's like, the only person who can unite us all is the Pope. But he's like not Catholic. He's like a Jewish guy from Russia. But he's big fan. This guy's this Pope guy's really a four quadrant Pope.
He's doing it all. I mean, next thing you know, wait till he drops his mixtape on SoundCloud. He's just spitting straight bars.
But
the thing with him is like he's saying it as the Pope. Like publicly doing it. It's not like from a lower position within the papal see or the organization of the Roman Catholic Church. Yeah. Like he's out here being like, I'm the fucking Pope. And I'm saying like not just we're tolerating this shit, but that y'all need to embrace your family no matter what.
Yeah.
And wow. It's like I think someone did say that in the Bible, maybe by the name of Christ, but I'll have to double check on that, what his message was.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I think more he might have also just later. Hated taxes. I think that's right. What I got.
I think that's mainly what it was. It was like, render to Caesar what's his, but none of that stuff.
I don't remember if you remember, he was wilding out in the temple, you know, because he hated all that money flying around. You know what I mean?
Yeah. He was like, he was the first Jim Cramer with mad money. He was just wilding out. Amtrak is trending because they finally, the Republicans have done it. They have uncovered the lavish
October surprise.
Yeah, the lavish corruption of Biden chartering an Amtrak, the saddest flex that anybody could possibly do. He chartered an Amtrak.
There are four GOP representatives who signed a letter basically just saying, like, what's going on here? This it's really interesting that you're taking this money when your primary objective should be that. It's like really fucking lame. And then like a lot of people are like, you know, anyone can charter a train with Amtrak, just so you know. That's not, we weren't given any special fucking treatment. So this is just another fucking lame attempt. The other thing was saying that they want the information about him taking these trains no later than what date do you think?
November.
When does this information need
2nd?
To come out? Yep. Ding, ding, ding. Wow. No later than November 2nd. So
boom.
They should just sit on it and be like, do something, motherfucker. I dare you. Watch this shit never come out. What the fuck are you going to do it for you?
Yeah. That is typically, Amtrak is really typically just strong-arming motherfuckers right and left.
And I mean, like a lot of journalists also point out, it's like, George Bush, like, fucking got the surf liner in California to go to, like, LA, you know, do, like, San Diego to Santa Barbara in 2000.
Yeah. And he like, rode on again, top of it like Teen Wolf. Like, he was
high on cocaine. I mean, it was something. You should have seen it. Ripping his shirt off. But yeah, I don't know. It's just fucking so fucking desperate. They're like, you know, we talk about how, you know, what the all kinds of tactics that are being used to try and motivate the Trump supporters or people who might vote against him. And yeah,
it's it's interesting. It's another one of these attacks that also kind of highlights like something that's likable about Joe Biden, like the Hunter Biden thing where they were like, look at this email where he tells his son he loves him unconditionally. And then the Amtrak thing is like, yeah, he like used to take the fucking train like to and from, like that's used to be his like whole claim to fame was that he was like so modest.
He's
that he would take Amtrak.
The most famous train users in politics.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, okay, right. And also, why don't y'all shut the fuck up and investigate the president for the shit that's 3 billion? How about all the people that have died? Almost damn near 250, however many people have died from COVID died as a result of people using Amtrak trains or the fucking... The new stuff we're hearing about the bank accounts that the president has in China and whatever. But again,
paid
this
more
is
taxes
the
to China than America. Shout out to
that's,
that guy.
That's his whole beef. Actually, it's not even about trade. He's like, you should see I'm getting ripped off of my taxes in China. We got to go to a trade war. They're ripping us off.
Amtrak, do you have much experience on Amtrak? I guess we rode Amtrak together, right? From New York down to DC.
We did. DC. Down to DC, yep.
Amtrak always passing smells like Philly. Band-Aids to me.
That's, I mean, I love train travel, but I'm kind of spoiled because in Japan, like, train travel is like fucking next level and it's super quick and efficient and wonderful. But I've always liked getting, you know, taking a train trip because it's just, I don't know. There's something I like regress to a child when I fucking was train obsessed.
Yeah.
And
were you a big train kid?
Train
kid is like the boy equivalent of horse girl. Irrespective of genders, it's like a
terrible sort of stereotypes of what like children are
obsessed vibing with.
But yeah, because you know, like I'm sure you are a parent. You live in Los Angeles. We got a little place called Travel Town.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? By Griffith Park, I used to fucking go there so much. Like my parents thought something was wrong with me because they're like, "This fool could go here every day and he doesn't notice." Like this is all we've been doing.
Yeah. I have many a train trips in my future because once we get out of this pandemic, my 4-year-old is in like in a heavy, heavy train period right now.
Damn. The band.
So we're going to, train. Yeah, exactly. Drops of Jupiter. So we're going to go see Drops of Jupiter and we're actually going to travel with train, the band to multiple different shows.
Yeah, it's really wild. He became really good friends with Pat Monahan and Hector Maldonado.
Odell is trending. Odell Beckham Jr. Couple things this guy's got going on.
What a spectrum of controversies in one go.
So one thing he's got going is he got suspended from LSU, from going to LSU football games for 2 years. Because I guess he was just handing out money to players.
If you watched the game when LSU won the national title, he goes to the field and he pulls out the fucking just stack and he's just peeling off hundreds and he's like balling it up in his hands, high-fiving the players. You're like, you're seeing hand-to-hand monetary transactions involving cash to the point where you can see, you could actually count like 100, 200. Okay, so that was five bills right there to that player. And you have their name very clear. So they're like, yeah, dude, you're wilding out. And I remember later, he got in trouble that game. Didn't he get detained or arrested because he smacked a sheriff on the ass locker room?
Yeah,
he was on one that night. So yes, they're like, dude, you're completely fucking it all up. But a lot of people are saying there's a lot of huge booster problems. Like along with this article at LSU, it's just that right now, Odell is like the most famous one.
I'm assuming there isn't a huge culture of fearing the NCAA if he thought that was an okay thing to do on national TV. At LSU.
I mean, you know how strict we know how famously strict that NCAA is when it comes to not letting money get into the sports or at least
or just can't have
paying
it.
People. Who knows what it is? I don't even know. It's such a sordid association.
Yeah. But he is also responsible for a breakthrough in our battle against COVID-19. So Field Yates from ESPN tweeted that Odell Beckham Jr. was asked if he was worried when he was sick last week that he had COVID-19. And Odell Beckham Jr. said, "No, not in an arrogant way. I don't think COVID can get to me. I don't think it's going to enter this body. I don't want no parts of it. It don't want no parts of me. It's a mutual respect." So that's new. That we did not know that it was like a, you know, that you could scare COVID away from your body.
It's all a state of mind, bro. You know, that's like how like ignorant college dudes talk about STDs, where they're like, dude, if you think like that, then you're going to get them. Or like they'll get pregnant if you're thinking like that. There's so many times
I've never
like,
heard that. That's
oh, my God. I'm around some ignorant motherfuckers, man. I'll tell you, even my own family, my younger cousins, and I'm like, yo, hold on. I need to sit you the fuck down. That's not how, this is not a confidence thing. It's not like in that early episode of South Park season one where the lava was going to come out the volcano and they're like, hurry, duck and cover. And like the educational tape showed the magma just going over people because they were ducking and covering. And then you cut to the reality where it's just a bunch of skeletons because the magma is fucking hot and it will burn you. It doesn't give a fuck about your attitude or your position. It's a big confidence. I mean, really, that is some like white man confidence to say to say some shit like that. So, you know, I commend him for that terrible take.
Shout out to him. Quibi is trending because Quibi is going out of business. This is, you hate to see it.
Yeah,
that's all I can say. It just seemed like there have been a number of platforms that where people invested a ton of money in content before anything was released, before a single person had downloaded or watched a single person piece of content. You know, Verizon had one. Sony had one. Go 90. Milk was one at a certain point. Samsung. And this was just a... Quibi saw that and was like, the problem is they didn't invest enough money before anybody had seen anything.
Right.
And so they went big. And it's just, this is not how content, how technology, how entertainment usually works. Unless it's a James Cameron movie where you invest a bunch of money without, well, everybody says you're an idiot. And then you actually show them what you got. And it is next level groundbreaking.
Yeah, where you get like two people who are way in over their skis, as it were, when it comes to thinking about content, but have the confidence of white billionaires.
Yes.
And they're like, yeah, well, trust me. Again, and I'll always say this, Jeffrey Katzenberg, I worked on a Jeffrey Katzenberg digital joint where his notes completely fucked up the content and was just a fucking mess where we're like, no, this could be good. And he's like, I'm old and don't understand humor, so make the show dry. It's just an absolute shit show. But I mean, credit to everybody who got their Quibi check. You know,
I'm
very happy for everybody who did that. And full disclosure, I believe I still might be paying for Quibi.
Oh no!
I thought
you were
gonna
say you had like a deal
massive in, stock.
Yeah. I'm not gonna lie, they did in development that I just sold them my big idea. So
I mean, they hit me up. They're like, "Hey, we'd love for you to host a daily like hip hop news show." And I said, "I'm sorry, guys, I can't do that to my brand. It's already tanking with the Daily Zeitgeist, so I can't add Quibi to that."
That's true. and finally, Giuliani is trending because so the new Borat movie, critics have gotten a look at it. It's been generally like the handful of reviews I've seen have been like, this is satire in a world where satire is no longer necessary because all the horrible behavior it exposes is done out in the open on social media. Mm-hmm. I don't know. The final scene of the movie does sound pretty intriguing to me.
Okay, because we don't want to have any Borat spoilers on this podcast. If you don't want Borat spoilers, skip ahead. But just so you know, to warn people, this is a Borat spoiler.
Yeah. And by the way, also, I don't fully believe that Borat, like the first Borat, like reached also.
I don't fully
like,
believe
based
that
on...
that's a guy.
I don't think Borat's a real guy. I'm a Borat truther. I think that's actually Sacha Baron Cohen. The idea that like this is not like this might not be hitting for people who are like movie critics and have been like paying attention to all this wild shit, but like based on the people who are saying it's nice and my wife like for a decade after the first Borat, us and also like a lot and like the real world Michael Scott's like I just feel like it's not just reaching a bunch of liberals, so I don't know, I'm not out on it. I still have hopes for it. So this Giuliani scene that closes it out, and again, spoiler coming.
Borat spoiler.
So Rudy is filmed attempting to, and this is from a review from showbiz411.com. Rudy is filmed attempting to seduce a beautiful young, quote, Russian reporter in a hotel bedroom. It's the Russian reporter's actually Borat's daughter from the movie. And he thinks he's being filmed for a real interview. Alone with her in the hotel room, he accepts the reporter's invite into her bedroom for a drink. Lies down on the bed and it, like unzips his pants, is like has his hand down his pants.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. It's like to the point that they're like, you think it's acting because it's just so transparent, but
like it's like a script, right?
Yeah.
Oh my
God. He's been totally duped. Sacha Baron Cohen comes in playing a sound guy at one point and is like, you should stick to marrying your cousin because Giuliani's first wife was his cousin.
Oh, right. That's right.
But like he doesn't even let that like push him off his grind. He's still just like all eyes on. He also is drinking a scotch while all this happens, which, you know, is confirmation for those of us who have speculated for years that he's drunk every time he goes on TV. But she says she's nervous. He says, I'll relax you. And then coughs and tells her Trump saved at least 1 million lives from the virus.
Oh, my God.
And then in the bedroom, he starts unbuckling, or I guess she starts unbuckling his pants to remove the microphone. It's clear at that point what his intentions are. He thinks he's going to get laid. And then Sacha Baron Cohen jumps in and ruins it and says she's too old for you. She's 15.
Holy shit.
It's, and then other people are saying, other critics are saying that it seems pretty clear that he reaches into his pants and starts touching his dick. So, that's something I had to imagine.
That's like, I feel like, yeah, in 2006, you'd be like, oh, fuck, dude, look at Rude, this motherfucker's scum. Now we're just going to watch it and like dry heave and cry. You know, I'm just like, oh, fuck, what happened? What the fuck is, where are we?
Yeah, this is where we are. We're here.
We are here.
It's unbelievable. I look forward to watching the movie. I am proud of Rudy Giuliani. Well done, sir. You've creep.
Completely made a mockery of yourself. Have you seen, have any interest in watching Totally Under Control?
What is Totally
Under Control?
That's the COVID documentary.
Anyone?
No, I haven't seen it. Where is it?
It's going to be on Hulu. I started watching. We may have to do that for a rewatch.
Yeah.
Because it's just the first 45 minutes that I saw. I could not. It's like another, again, a thing where you know how bad things were handled, but you can also see how easily things could have been. And that's what's really infuriating about it. But anyway, let's just stick to the Bose boys, the Borat spoilers.
Bose boys. all right, guys, that is going to do it. Those are the things that are trending this afternoon. We're going to be back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Wear a mask. Wash your hands. Stay inside. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. We'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring the Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.